Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Sandra Bueno, and this is Blog Talk Radio and Power to Be You. Today's show is a 30-minute segment, and it is about coaching and empowerment. And I welcome you. Today is Tuesday, November 13th, and I am very excited to be online with you as I've been able to come across a lot of information within the past few days and a lot of new distinctions. And last week's show on Tuesday, which was a half an hour segment, I began to talk about the power of focus. And in my own life, that is where I am now, where the road in my life and my mission has basically deemed it, if not necessary, just extremely crucial to my development to become just ultra, ultra sensitive to focus and how this is the driving force behind anything and everything that we do. And it is my desire to bring this awareness to you. And it's my desire to share the information and the skills that I have tapped into through my self-development that I've now am able to stand here and say, you know what, this is what must be done and this is what I need to embark on if I want to continue going forward. And I'd like to make this half an hour for you just very much filled with distinctions and information that can lead you forward. And I also like to remind you that today's show, it's 30 minutes, and there are no calls on this segment. However, Thursday's show is an hour long, and if you'd like to jot down the number, it would be 646-716-8620. Now, I am very much open to being able to have that exchange with the listeners. I know I have my regular listeners out there, and I would love to be able to meet with you, and at least, if not personally, via the switchboard and be able to get some information from you as to how you like this show or what you would like for me to bring on board. I've also reached out to a couple of the individuals who are also creating their own. They have their own niche, their own programming to serve the public and to serve those we want to touch. So I'm very much welcoming anyone who would like to come online, who'd like to come on a program. If you have something that you know can empower others and can be of help to help them go forward, by all means, please contact me at PowerToBeYou. Or at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com. I'll give that to you right at the end once again. Also, I'd like to just get this out of the way because on Thursday's show I made a mistake, and it was, and I apologize because I presented the book, The Science of Getting Rich, as well as the Think and Grow Rich book. And both of these books are the driving force behind all of these different things that I am bringing about, particularly when it comes to programming for kids and how we're going to be able to make a difference, because it all stems from our mindset and the psychology of beliefs and what we're filtering into our heads. So right now I take a second chance to be able to bring this to you. If you don't have a copy, if you've never read the books, if you've heard of them but haven't yet looked into them, please, I urge you from just the highest reaches of the earth, please go look at these books, particularly Think and Grow Rich as well, because it's not about money. It's about what you're putting into your heads and what is helping you, the mindset that's helping you, so you can create the life that you want, so you cannot get stuck on where we are in our conditions or our programming. This is about you going forward and being filled with not just information, but tools and with catalysts that will potentially transform your life. But you can't do that if you don't even pick up the book. So what I wanted to say is I mentioned The Science of Getting Rich, and I made a mistake in the name. I said The Secret of Getting Rich. While The Secret, the movie, stemmed from this book, the name of this book is The Science of Getting Rich. Also, I said the book was published in the mid-30s. It actually, the original published date was 1910, so I stand corrected on there. Now, to move forward with today's show, we are talking about the power of focus. And why this is so extremely important is because focus directs what we do. It directs what we are pursuing. It directs what we select, what we choose. It directs what we are thinking about. And it directs an underlying catalyst in everything, which is our questioning. Every time we are sitting, we are looking, we are talking to someone, we are in the process of thinking. And in that process of thinking, we are in the process of asking questions. We are asking questions to ourselves. We are subconsciously trying to judge what we are listening to. We are saying, does this make sense? Is this correct? Is this person right? Do I like this? Do I want to go there? Am I happy to be here? Is this worth it? Should I waste my time? On and on and on and on. We are constantly asking questions. Most of the time, if we are not conscious of the power of our questioning, and this is not something that comes naturally to most of us, if we are not conscious to this, most of the times our minds are filled with empty information as well as inconsequential information. Things such as, what should I do today? Which way should I drive? Or, you know, what should I eat for dinner tonight? I mean, those questions, while they might help us on a day-to-day, morning-to-noon scenario, they are not the questions that are going to drive us to have the life that we want to have. They are not the questions that are going to get us to really recognize what our purpose is, and they are not the questions that are going to help us have a magnificent way of life where we feel empowered, where we feel that we matter, where we can say, you know what, I am fulfilled because I am making my dreams come true. Because it takes more than just asking the right question to really follow through. And I can tell you that I can attest to that because my life is it's nowhere where I envision my life to be, where I want to be. But I am in the actual trajectory of it. I am in that journey. And every single day I must ask myself, is this where I want to be? Or what do I want out of this life? What's the result that I'm looking for? So the power of focus is something I'm telling you. It is because I finally, once in my life, finally, after how many years, I will tell you, I don't want to reveal my age, but after all these years, I finally know what it feels like to feel the power of focus, where it comes from inside of your gut, and you can actually say, you know what, your gut is aligned to your mind, and your mind is aligned to your vision, and you can now pinpoint something in front of you, in the space in front of you where you can say, that's where I want to be, that is my bullseye, that is my target, that's where I want to go, and I will not take anything that does not come in line or is aligned to that. And I can tell you that it is different to be able to say it from conviction than to be able to repeat it just because you've heard it from someone else. Because it's only through experience that we're truly able to stand somewhere and say, you know what, been there and done that, now I know better. You know, it's been said before, I hope I don't mess up the cliche here, but experience, and I should have thought about it before I even attempted to say it, but I'm going to try to bring it out. But mistakes are the results of experience, and experience is what you get when you make mistakes. And it's something to that. It's actually, here it is, and I'll correct it. I'll actually use it. Success is the result of good judgment. Good judgment is the result of experience. Experience is often the result of bad judgment. So that's an actual quote. And it is so true, because people can tell us, and people can tell us, don't do this, don't do that, and we always need to know on our own. And that is right. That is rightfully so, because one person's experience does not mean that it's the same experience for the next person. And that is up to each individual person to be able to categorize an experience as positive, negative, fruitful or not, a waste of time or a result. You know, one better way to find out how not to do something. So all of that comes down to the meaning that we give. But when it comes down to the power of focus, we must focus, because if we don't, then we are putting our energy, our emotions, our time into something that is not giving us that fulfillment. We are, in essence, wasting what we have so little of. And in this day and age where we are consistently being bombarded and being with so many stimulus around us and so many people wanting our time and so many things demanding our awareness and attention, we need to become selective. We need to have an intuitive radar within us to say, you know what, this is not in my line of duty. This is not something that I need to undertake. This is not an issue that I need to take over. And I will tell you that unless we have a plan and unless we have a vision and unless we have a focus or a focal point, we're going to fall and we're going to feel taxed. And we're going to come to a point when you finally say, you know what, I give up. Or is this worth it? Is this why I am here? Is this the purpose of my life? Is this why I'm married? Or is this why I'm going to school? Is this why I'm busting my backside on this job where I'm only getting paid this and that? You know, you can go on and on and on, and you'll be able to tell me even better stories than the ones that I'm telling you now. One thing I can say is I had such an experience last week alone on Thursday. I believe it was Thursday, or actually it was Wednesday. As I sat there, I finally felt that feeling of, you know what, everything that I am doing, I am not giving myself fully to because I am spread thin. I can do it all. I am putting myself everywhere, trying to be everything to everyone and for everyone. And at the end, no one's demanding it of me. I'm giving it on my own. But I'm not focused. I know where I want to go, but I don't have a clearly defined plan to determine I can pick this up and work with it, or that I'm not even going to bother picking it up because I can't, or because it does not fit me, or it does not suit me, or I'm going to assume somebody else's problem. All of a sudden, I'm in reaction to their lives and to their needs. And this comes down to every single role that we take on, whether you are a single person, whether you are an employee, whether you are a husband or a wife, whether you are a parent. You have to look into your life, look into your everyday, and say, what areas of my life must I continuously be looking at in order to be able to assess what needs to be in there, what is missing, and what I must take away. And again, I will refer to the wheel of life that I told you before, the pie chart. That's a very easy and an effective tool for you to be able to figure out where you are, where you stand, what's important to you, where it is that you're lacking, where it is that you're omitting your attention and your awareness. Because if you don't do that, you're going to get to the point that you're finally going to say, you know what, I don't care. I don't give a, you know, you fill the word that suits you. But what is the point of getting there if all it's going to do is put you in an area where you're going to feel bad for yourself, where you're going to feel belittled, where you're going to feel uncomfortable, where you're going to feel underappreciated or frustrated? At that moment, that's when you need to pick up and say, let me look at my life. Let me look at the areas that I have in here. And what am I going to do? What must I do? Where must I have accountability? Where must I really be responsible for where I today stand? And how am I going to make this different? What is this action plan that I am going to take? Just like if you were playing darts, you need to have that board. And that board has the bullseye. And you have a certain amount of darts. And if you're playing with someone else, you have a certain amount of throws. And all along, you're trying to get that bullseye. And you know the distance, and you know what you must do, and you know how you must hold your dart, and you know how far you must send your arm. And if you get it, you know exactly how you're going to feel. And if you hit the wall instead, then though you might feel some frustration, you're still looking forward towards something. Because you know that if you practice, and if you give it more, and if you change your strategy, and if you stand differently, you're going to eventually get closer and closer and closer to that center point. And that needs to happen with your life as well. Because if you don't know where you're going, then all you're going to do is meander throughout time, throughout your days, your weeks, your months, your years. And as you can see today, November 13th, we are less than 50 days away from the new year, 2008. And I would like to ask you right now to look at last year. Look at December 31st, 2006. Look at when you made. Look at the end of the year. What resolutions came to your head and what you wanted to accomplish. And look at yourself today and ask yourself, how many of those things that I set out to accomplish did I actually do? How many of those things did I overcome? How much better off am I today? How much less work do I have? Or how much better prepared am I? Ask yourself very good questions. And don't be afraid of the answer, because you have the answer. Anyone can tell you anything, and anyone can show you anything, and you can pick up any book, and you can listen to any program, and you can go to a seminar. But unless you're willing to take that and put that action or that information to action and to practice, you're not going to have any change. Or actually, you are going to have a different change. You're going to be worse off. You're not going to be better. You're not going to be the same. You're going to be worse. So as we approach the new year, use this time to prepare, and use this time for assessment, and use this time to ask yourself, where do I want to be? Where do I want to be a year from now, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving? When I sit there at Thanksgiving, what do I want to be thankful for? Who do I want to thank? Starting with yourself. Why do you want to thank yourself? Because at the end of the day, we're the ones that create our life. We're the ones that are creating our vision. We're the ones that are creating our moment. In this moment of your life, right now, as you are listening to me, you're spending time and you chose to listen to me. Hopefully, this decision of using your time to listen to me will give you a reward. Hopefully, my words will be able to incite you to make a difference, to make a distinction, to choose something, to change the meaning. Maybe you'll be able to get a picture of something different that you might want to try or attempt. But we cannot complain about our life, or we cannot complain about what we have going on around us if all we're going to do is complain, because talk is cheap. All of us can talk, but it's when we are walking the walk that we can say, you know what? I'm in there. I may not have all the answers. I may not do it right all the time, but it's not about getting it right. It's about getting it moving. And this I learned from a morning call that I was on for a period of about 4 to 5 months with Mike Littman. And this was an incredible call, because every morning we took accountability. And every morning it was a moment for you to take that mirror in front of yourself and have accountability towards yourself, towards your everyday life. What was I going to do today to make this a better day? What was I going to do today to go forward? What was I going to do today to help myself? Whether it was in the work, in your profession, in your food, in your nutrition, in your speech, in the way that you looked, in your health, in your vitality, in your energy, in your education. Countless, countless of things that we can do every single day to go forward and to move forward. And again, it goes down to you wanting to get up and picking up something, or talking to someone, or in this case, listening to a show on the radio. So going back to the power of focus, we need to plan our lives. Most of the times we're planning, the good people actually plan a vacation. Those are actually the people who have it going on to be able to plan a vacation. And look at that. When people plan a vacation, it usually comes around. And they plan every detail about it. And they know how much they want to spend. And they put a budget. And they know the time of the season. And they research it. But most of us don't plan our lives, don't plan our future. We just allow it to be. And then when we finally hit a point, a block, then we turn back and we say, wow, where did our life go? Or what did we do? Or what have we done? How does the time that I live translate to the accomplishments that I've made or I've created? For those of us who have children, we can say, well, in my life, I was able to procreate. I was able to bring another life to this world. But that's the easiest thing that one can do. Bringing the life is not the issue. Well, bringing the life is a great accomplishment. It's about having that life and helping it grow and fostering his or her development, of learning how to balance, of teaching someone else what we know. And hopefully, if we realize that we don't know a lot, that we'll be willing to undertake more growth just so that we can impart better understanding and better help someone become better equipped than where we've been. Now, I'm going to help you with the power of focus by sharing some of the information that I've come across, which there are three areas that consistently demand our focus in the absence of a plan. Number one is fear. We will always focus on fear because we end up believing that there is pain involved with whatever it is that we are going to do. Therefore, we don't even try. If I try and I don't succeed, what's going to happen? If I believe that I may be able to go to school and get that degree, well, what if I don't? Or what if I can't pay it back? Or what if I fail? This is a survival instinct. We want to avoid pain. Now, when we believe that something might lead us into pain, we tend to focus on it. So in the absence of a strong focus as to what we want, where you start to just avoid anything that's going to take you away from that focal point, in that absence, what do we replace that focus with? That awareness of pain. Pain looms all around. And when we go into that, when we give into that, we start feeling it and living it as if it's already happened. And that is not fun. That is not empowering. That is not something that's going to generate a desire or a movement or a willingness to even attempt. And that is something that takes me back to the people that you hang around with. Your peers, your peer group will influence you, especially when you're trying to make a difference for yourself, especially when you want to undertake something new and maybe something scary and maybe something that no one around you has ever tried. That is why it is so important for you to align yourself with people who share your mindset, who are positive, who are outgoing, who are not jealous, who are not meager, people who have a wider ability with their heads, with their intellect. Most people will give in to the fears before they even attempt something. And when they see someone else attempting, right away they're the first ones to say, oh, you're going to try, oh, you're going to fail. Don't come to me when you're crying. Don't come to me when you're sore. Don't come to me with your issues. I don't want to hear it. I told you so. And most of the people do that. Most of the people stay behind. Most of the people are sitting there complaining, talking about their lives, talking about how bad their lives is. Instead of standing up, having the courage to go forward and saying, you know what, even if I fail, I will continue. Because it's not about failure. It's about results. And it's not about what happens, but what you do with what happens. And there's a lot of character and integrity that comes when one stands up to a challenge, and even if it's scary, one perseveres and one crosses it. There is just an inherent reward for being able to go past a limiting belief or a limitation, which normally tend to be a self-imposed limitation. So again, why it is essential that you build focus around the purpose and around your life and around where you want to go and what you want to be and how you want to do it, it is essential. Because in the absence of that focus, you start focusing on the opposite. Why it's not possible. Why you're not going to have it. You're going to have that stress. You're going to have that anxiety. You're going to be on a constant whirlwind of reaction, not proaction, if that is a word. You want to be proactive, not reactive. And then, of course, comes the skill of being able to handle the situation when it blows out. And that can only come through your preparation. That can only come through your mindset. That can only come when you pick up a book such as The Science of Getting Rich and you get to listen or hear the words of somebody 100 years before and you realize how it applies to today and how it is so true. Or when you look at the book Think and Grow Rich, where they've taken over 500 of the most successful Americans, including Henry Ford. And you can go there and share their mindset. Share what they said when somebody said, well, you only have a third grade elementary education. How can you think you're better? Or how do you think you have what it takes? Or, you know, when you look back and you realize that most of these people did it because they felt it inside internally and they prepared, they weren't limited by their education or by their finances. They were not limited, just like we are not limited. But if we think we are, then we are. So again, look at where you're focusing. Are you focusing on something that's going to drive you forward? Or are you focusing on the fear, and that's what's keeping you from moving forward? Now we're going to move on to number two, the area that consistently demands our focus. Pleasure. We want to gain pleasure, and we want to avoid pain. So when we're looking and we're not really focused, we start looking at short-term relief. We start looking at what's gonna lead me to happiness right now. What's something that I can do right now that's gonna give me that instant gratification, that short-term fix, something that I can feel good, something that's gonna take me away from the stress and the strain and the anxiety. I need to move away from this. So what can we do? Can we spend money? Can we smoke? Can we drink? Or how can I use my time? Well, maybe I'll clean the house. I'll clean my desk. I'll go here. I'll go there. I'll look occupied. We really need to have that focus. And I can tell you, I will share with you that it is a challenge. I will share with you that it is, if I myself could use the words focus and emblazon them on my forehead, I would. I honestly would. If I could do it in like invisible ink that only I would see it when I crossed the mirror, I would. Because it has been my number one source of grief and pain. But I have learned through that. And now I'm able to sit here and say, you know what, within that power of focus, it is your dream come true. Because once you hit that, no one can knock you off that mountain that you stand. And the last one, as we have 1 minute to go, is other people's demands. If you don't have your own plan, you're going to fall into everybody else's. You're going to feel guilty over it. You're going to use the best of who you have and what you are. And you need to be able to stand for who you are inherently need to be. We don't want to disappoint people. We might look at our relationships and say, you know what, we need to be there for them. But if you're not in your integrity and you're not in your core, you're not going to serve them. So you need to figure it out. Remember something. Motivation is temporary, but drive is the permanent factor that's going to lead you to success. Now, on Thursday's show, I'm going to have a contributor, I'm going to have a leader, a coach. I may actually be having a fellow presenter online. I'm not going to tell you his name as of yet, as I yet need to confirm this, but this would be a fellow friend who shares a vision for empowering others by bringing others who are also empowered themselves. Now, this is Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, B-E, the letter U. My number, 646-716-8620. On Thursday's show, 2 o'clock, be there. I'd love to speak to you, to answer your questions. And I look forward to what the future holds. as this is not about one person. This is about all of us together standing up for what we believe is right and making a difference by us having our awareness that we count and that we matter.